You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
It sure is, and today in the studio we're joined by Sahan Jayatisa, a doctoral candidate at the Auckland Bioengineering Institute and a teaching fellow in engineering science, who'll be talking about his research where he's created artificial stretchy muscle out of rubber to study this kind of tissue. Kia ora, Sahan, how are you doing this morning?
Good. I've never been here. It's a cool little studio you guys
have. It is a cool little studio, if not ragtag rundown, but in a fun way.
Yeah.
So your research is centered around muscle tissue, and it seems very novel. Do you mind giving us a kind of rundown in layman's terms of this very complex stuff?
So effectively we use this type of rubber, or silicone as we call it, and we can put this conductive film / paste on each side of it. And when you put some electricity between these two plates that are sandwiched between a really thin rubber, you effectively get them pulling towards each other.
Right.
Just like a magnet would. And that causes the plates to attract each other, which then squishes the rubber, causing it to expand on the other direction. And we can use that expansion in various ways. So I use it as a way to stretch cells.
Right. Is that a common way to apply that kind of technology, or is it a bit new?
Not at all, no.
No?
It's very rare as far as I know, it's fairly niche.
Mm.
We specifically use it in the application of brain cells.
Right.
It doesn't necessarily mean that the device is only applicable to brain cells. However, our project revolves around trying to understand concussions.
Right. Very prominent issue here in New Zealand.
Yes,
with all our contact
exactly.
sports.
Yep. Rugby, and I guess the only other equivalent is NFL in America, is a very kind of contact-heavy sport, and we try to recreate. So we have a team that works in Gisborne in the overall project, and they map how an impact from a tackle propagates into your brain.
Wow.
And we... In my side, or my the couple of people that work on the cell stretching stuff, we try to recreate that same impact profile that we get from those tackles onto brain cell cultures. And that happens in Grafton campus, I know. So my research happens in... I work more on the device side of things, and that happens more at the Auckland Bioengineering Institute, but we do our experiments in Grafton, in the medical faculty.
Interesting. And what's the benefit of using this kind of... novel approach, this novel technology, as opposed to the traditional way?
Well, the traditional way would be fairly hard, actually. I don't think there is a traditional way necessarily, because concussions are generally diagnosed through the classic asking you a few questions, shining a light, looking
symptomology.
At your pupil. It's an observation-based diagnosis. Whereas our hope is that we'll be able to lead to a prediction of if you have, and maybe really, really far in the future, some sort of cure, if you have any long-term effects stemming from concussions. Because right now we know that concussions lead to something, but we don't actually know exactly the physiological pathways behind it.
Wow.
And so that's what we're trying to understand in the study. It's a very kind of pilot-like program at the moment, where we're kind of probing in the dark to try to find something.
Interesting.
So there's no traditional diagnosis.
Right. Oh, okay. I didn't know that. That's very interesting.
No traditional biological diagnosis.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Was it you that came up with the idea to use this?
No, of course not. my supervisor kind of... and one of his students, when he was overseas before he joined Auckland University, worked on the cell stretching device.
Cool.
And they came up with a very kind of early prototype of it.
Mm.
And then my predecessor, I guess, and good friend Yihan Wu, developed and did his PhD based on a single one of these cell stretches. So
right.
my my project evolves that device and kind of makes it a better from a device aspect. So he kind of developed the experimental protocol behind it and did some pilot tests. And now I'm trying to develop the device to like a higher standard and create it, make a more rigorous kind of faster that we can run more experiments through.
Wow, very interesting. I'm excited to see where this goes, as I'm sure you are too, but
yeah.
Science doesn't move as fast as
media.
Never. So we'll stay tuned. But thank you so much for coming in to this morning, Sahan, for talking about your research. Have a good rest of your day and all the best of luck.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn, thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.